I mean, as a quarterback, you always have the ball in your hand. It's a team stat, but I take more so the losses, because I feel like as a quarterback, there's always something you can do in those losses to help win those games. The wins are a team, and you know that's just part of it. And that's why I say you got to play together, because we play together. And yeah, I mean, that's how people look at it.
I've heard some of your teammates say this week that you're a 4-1 quarterback. Is that an accurate way to explain what you're
I need to play better. I want to continue to play better. We're a 4-1 team. We've played together as a team. We've won those games as a team. And I go out there and I play for these guys each and every down, as I know they're going to play for me. And my goal as a quarterback is to improve each and every day, to play on Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays, whenever it may be, at a higher level the next week than I did the week before.
Isn't it kind of hard on yourself, though, to say that the losses are yours but the wins are the team?
I do it in a productive way. I do it in a productive way where I don't tear myself down. You never want to do that, but I want to learn more and more. If I do mess up or if I do make a mistake, I want to know why I did it. And then if I do see that again, try to stay away from it to where, you know, that used to be a mistake, but now I'm making it a good play instead of a negative play. So I use it in a productive way.
Nick, with a quarterback, a lot of times a quarterback gets a lot of credit for wins and takes heat for the losses. He almost takes more heat for the losses. Do you think that quarterback, that you get more blame for the losses than you do for credit for the wins?
I think that's just part of it when you sign up to play the position. When you sign up to play a position from a young age, you know that's part of it. And I think the big thing is you just can't let it get to you. That's where I focus on what I need to focus on inside this building, inside that locker room. And then everything outside it, it's not personally to y'all, but I can't listen to it. Because that stuff that if you put it in your head, it's clutter. And then if you have a bunch of clutter in your head, how are you supposed to go out there and play effectively? So that's why I just worry about what my teammates think and worry about building that relationship with them. Because at the end of the day, I'm on the field with those guys, no one else.
Eli said he met you last winter, I guess. What do you know of him? What's your relationship with him? And what do you think of him?
I think Eli's an outstanding quarterback. He's been very successful. He's won Super Bowls, and he's really done a great job leading his team. And he's played a long career. He's a great college player, high school, comes from a pretty talented family. And I think I like the way he conducts himself.
You went to that camp?
Yeah, I went to the man camp and was, a student there for a day or so. I had to play in a basketball tournament when I was younger, so I was only there for like a day. And then I went back as a counselor and was able to get to know them well, and a great family.
During the course of the game, do you find, I know you're concerned with the Giants' defense, obviously much more than what Eli's doing, but do you find yourself watching him at all or watching other better quarterbacks?
You'll watch it during the game, but a lot of times we're on the sidelines, we're going over pictures, I'm talking to the O-line, my receivers, running backs, but there is times in the game where you do watch the other offense, you do watch the other quarterback, because you can always learn from someone. There's a lot of talented quarterbacks in this league that I try to, you know, watch. We have extremely talented quarterbacks on this team that I watch each and every day throughout drills, and I learn from those guys every day, and they make me better.
Off-topic question, but the black uniforms you guys are wearing, have you seen them? Or they expect to make you meaner? Like, what do you think of them?
I haven't seen them yet. I'm just going out there to play. I just know that we're wearing black, and that's who I want to throw the ball to. That's the only color I'm worried about. So that's the only when I look at colors, I know it's sort of a fashion thing, but I just know that my guy's in black. I'm throwing to that guy.
This week in practice, you seem to have a good grip each week on how you're feeling. How do you think these 3 days have been for you?
I think they've been great. I think I feel really good about all the drills we've done from a quarterback standpoint with Coach Musgrave. And then offensively throughout all our team periods, I feel like we're working well. We're working at a good pace. We're learning. If we do make a mistake, we're on to the next play. And then it goes to the film room. We're coachable. And we come out here and if we rep it again, guys have made corrections. And that's what you want. Guys have had positive attitudes all week. And we should. We should always have a positive attitude. We're out here playing the game of football. We're playing at a great organization, so it's always a fun day. And you just try to go out there. Right now I'm a little tired because I've been exerting so much energy with the guys, and we've been having fun.
How much have you grown to appreciate the rivalry between the – I mean, you know, there's been talk. The Giants have been talking all week. Like, rivalry between the Eagles and the Giants.
Oh, I mean, it's obviously – I mean, I think anybody in the NFC East, whoever you're playing, there's always a rivalry, and especially the Giants and the Eagles, just because they're so close. They're right there. And definitely been told by many people we have to get this win because of maybe some families in New York and families here, and they're actually about to get together through the holidays, and they just can't deal with it. So I know it. I'm a Texas boy, but I was in the NFC East area because the Cowboys are down there where I'm from, so I was always aware of it. And it's definitely this is an exciting game. This is as good as it gets.
How's it been different with Bill Musgrave this year compared to Bill Lee's relationship?
I mean, both are outstanding coaches. It's just different personalities. Coach Musgrave is very laid back. He's played in the NFL. He's been around. He's I think laid back's a big thing. Coach Lazor's very energetic, intense. Musgrave, he's got a lot of knowledge. I love him. I love coming out here because if something happens throughout a game, he's very calm and collected to where if I talk to him, he's always helped me. He's always shown me different things, and he's always calm and collected, and that's what I think is one of his greatest attributes.
All right, guys.
Thank you all. Thanks, Nick.